Hello and welcome everyone again to another episode on Songwriting Tips and Tricks. My name is Keeper and I hope you're doing great so far and you're working eagerly on your new songs and ideas. And I'm super excited to talk to you today and have another quite important tool for writing a plot and telling a story. And since there's so much time here in Germany due to the corona shutdown, I have plenty of time creating content for this podcast and my blog as well. Today also marks the day where the government really decides on a national shutdown to flatten the curve of spreading the virus, as the health system is not quite prepared for so many patients. So it's not really a shutdown, but my employer, the stores are closed and so I can't go to work. So I guess there's going to be enough time for me to make the next episodes for the coming weeks now. And how are you doing so far? Has your country shut down social life and stores? Or has the crisis had any influence on your life so far? I'd love to hear your corona stories. If you have anything to share, just send me a message in the comments field, text me on Instagram, Keeper Music, or send me a voice message via WhatsApp or Facebook, also Keeper, just like the goalkeeper, but with an IE instead of the double E. So anyway, let's cut to the chase for once. I was so glad that the last episode did not exceed the 20 minutes mark, and I would like to keep it that way, but I'd love to hear your feedback on the previous episodes and the length and things that I should improve to make this program better. So today we are going to talk about the W questions. I'm sure you've heard it all before, as it really is just like calling 911, I would call it. And yeah, you're right, it is those little questions that the officer's asking you when they pick up the phone, or you already know the order and provide the detailed description of the situation along with these questions. So have you ever thought about this in the context of songwriting? Maybe you did, perhaps you did not. I did not as well. But that is not the thing here. Imagine for a second that there's an accident happening outside your window, right in front of your home, and you can see the two cars speeding up, driving towards each other, and you expect the crash, and then boom, everything gets so loud for a second. Splinters fly, glasses breaking, squeaking tires absorb the speed, the car alarms set off, and smoke rises from the front end of the cars. Maybe one of them is an electric car, whatever you want to imagine, whatever, let you imagine, find its way. You got your eyes on the crash site, rush towards the door, and automatically grab your phone and dial 911. So you're nearing the cars, and the officer picks up the phone, and he says, "This is 911, what is your emergency?" And that is your signal. Describe the situation precisely, as every important detail could save lives. So don't get into too much detail, because this is just a short summary of what has happened and who needs help. So do you still know about these emergency questions, these W questions? Just take a second to recall them. They should be imprinted somewhere on your mind, I guess, because it's so important to know about them. You got them? Right. That is number one, what. Number two, who. Number three, when. Number four, where. And although in English it's not really a W question, number five, how. This is a pretty solid tool, is it not? You can provide vital information within a 30 seconds call, and it could save lives. It is down to the core, cut to the chase, and so close to reality that this officer at the other side knows exactly what to do and how the situation is right at this moment. And you can do this in every song as well. Just try this in your next song and you get to a much deeper level immediately. But what do these questions really mean, you might ask? And well, that is a question. It's quite good, actually. Let's talk about what these different questions cover for a minute, and then you can try this yourselves. So number one, question number one is what? While on the phone, we'd be talking about what has happened, there is also another side to this question. Namely, the objects that have been involved, or an object in general. So what we are writing about could stand on its own and don't do anything at all. While on the other side, there could also be an accident with what involved, right, two cars. So we can either write about a picture that is quite static and not doing that much, or about a car or movie that is more vivid and you can already feel the speed and movement. It is more like a plot, like a moving thing. It is not static. What I mean is the characteristics of an object that might be unique to it, but could also lead to comparisons as well. So first, focus on the object you want to describe. A person, a car, your computer, a friend of yours whose heart has been broken, and try to describe it as vivid and as precise as you can without using too many words. Remember, you're still having an emergency call. So it is your choice to describe it as a static thing or as a moving thing, but remember to be brief and to the point. So question number two is the who question. So who is doing what? This is a question that involves living entities. Might be a person or an animal. Try describing this person and what this person is doing or what has been done to this entity. Perhaps the driver of the red Chevy got hurt by a pole that is stuck in his chest. The emergency officer needs to know, precise and to the point. No extra words, get to the core immediately. So this question also has the opportunity of active and passive actions done or done to the entity. So it is important to know whether this person is doing something actively or passive. So be sure who's doing what. And by the way, if you're not writing alone or have a friend of yours, they could you could ask, try playing this 911 songwriting method as a dialogue. Just try it. It's an interesting idea. Your friend could be the officer or you, and you could answer all the questions. Try to stay beneath the 30-second time frame for each situation. And if you can't explain the situation in less than this time, you are either not yet sure about your story or it is yet too complex to put in this song. So question number three is the when question. When is this happening? Does it happen right now? Did it happen an hour ago? Last summer in 1973? It is crucial for any listener to know when a thing has taken place. Time gives us a reference. It is also, in retrospect, it also provides us with the scenery. Maybe in 1973 there were no phones or notebooks, and the listener needs to know about that, or at least assume by having a precise time frame. Perhaps it's also winter, so by knowing about the time or season, the listener knows about the temperature and surroundings as well. It also attaches importance to something. If something is urgent, then it is closer to now and the reality, and something that has happened in the 19th century is not that important. It has a lot more influence on our reasoning than something from long ago has. So set the time frame for that scene. You provide stability for the listener. Else, he or she will wonder the whole time when this is taking place. I mean, it could be your kind of writing, of course, yeah, but time is so essential to us human beings. We're carrying watches, phones, and have clocks all over the walls sometimes. So time is important, so try to implement it in your writing. Question number four would be the where question. Where are you now? Where is this taking place? And where are you going, for example? All these questions are so essential for an emergency call to know where the ambulance and the police or firefighters need to go. However, in storytelling, this is much more powerful. As you see in the question I just in the questions I just uttered, you can tell about the present location, your destination, and your relative position, and so much more. Where are you now? Well, you are right on the crash site, at the crash site. Where is this taking place? Oxford Circus in London, perhaps. And where are you going to? You're hurrying towards the accident to provide first aid, for example. And there are so many more options to give the position, the where. In combination with the other questions, this is a powerful tool to describe the situation and the movement of the plot. So finally, question number five, although in English it is not a really W question, as it is in German, like V, it's how. So how did the accident occur? How is the weather now? How well does the wine taste? How do you do? So many possibilities for describing the scene, the object, and everything you want to describe with just this question. And I think for making your story more vivid, this is the most crucial question. Last time, we talked about providing furniture for your rooms and making your story more relatable and vivid. And this question is ideal, as it is a question that you answer mostly with verbs and adverbs and adjectives. It is the artistic touches you can add to the story now. While in writing a novel, you can go into a lot of detail. In songwriting, it is crucial to get to the core immediately and make the picture stand out. So spare your words and don't give too much that is unnecessary in this situation. You're still calling 911. So these questions can help you a lot, finding your plot and making up a coherent story. If you want to, call a friend of yours, or maybe even me if you want to, always happy to help. Let them ask the important questions and be ready to tell the story briefly and answer these questions, so the other person knows exactly what the situation of the protagonist of the situation is right now, or in this time frame you're using. So don't get me wrong, you can still rewrite the story later, but this helps you focus on essential parts, the pillars upon which your story stands. It enables you to check whether any of these pillars is standing on sand. And by the way, you can use these questions for each verse, chorus, or any part of your song. You can do this for any phrase you're using and line you're writing. So let's get physical and grab a pen and a paper to try this. As long as you're not working in a hospital or with the emergency services, I believe there's enough time for you to try this out and let me know about your progress. Special thanks to everyone out there helping to fight the spread of this coronavirus and help infected people by treating them. Without your ongoing support, I guess everyone else would be infected by now and could not be treated by a doctor or a nurse in a hospital. So keep up your good work. You are an essential part that is often paid only the minimum, and the government does not really acknowledge and appreciate the work that is being done by these important people. So that's it for today, and thank you all for listening to this episode. If you like the program, please leave a review, comment, or feedback on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform you're listening to this episode. And if you don't mind, help me keep this program alive by donating on my Patreon page, where there are exclusive episodes to this podcast for members. And if you know other songwriters that struggle with writing lyrics, I'd really appreciate you sharing this podcast with them and growing the audience to this program. And if you have any feedback, any voice messages, just send them. Let me know about your questions, and I try to incorporate them into the next episodes. I have all the time I need for the next coming weeks. So thank you all again, and see you next time.